bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Nabel Edmond. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward prayer while Evangelist Pastor Sheila Hameen come forth and lead us in the opening prayer.
Let's put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we come to you right now, God. We humble ourselves before you. We ask for mercy and for grace. Lord, we call upon your holy name, asking that you will search our hearts and be merciful unto us, oh, God. Whatever is in our heart that's not right, please have mercy and forgive us, oh, God. We call on you, Lord God, to bless this broadcast on tonight and to bless every listener who has tuned in on tonight, God, with a blessing that they stand in need of. We're praying, Lord, that you will move by your power, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand. Touch, Lord, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will send forth your word tonight. Send your anointing, O God. Let your word have free course, and let your word reach every heart in
yes,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
In the name of
save,
Jesus.
Save, Lord, to the utmost. Send
you,
deliverance,
Jesus.
O God. Deliver those who are bound up, Lord God. Have mercy upon their souls. We pray, Lord, that you will touch and heal those who are sick tonight. Oh, God, move upon them in a powerful way. Send your anointing and your
and
healing
your
virtue and raise them up right now, oh, Lord Jesus. And we are praying for those who are desiring to be saved, Lord. We are asking that you will break down the walls of sin in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God, blot out transgressions.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Let sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus. And save them, Lord, filled with the Holy Ghost. Move upon them right
move,
now, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, my God, where there's any doubt, take that doubt away, Lord God. Take away the unbelief in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
We know you have the power, Lord. You can do everything.
Yes,
nothing
Lord.
Is too hard for you, oh, God. Help, Lord God, help somebody to pray until their prayer goes through. Oh, blessed Savior, we're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. And we are asking you, Lord, to please remember the bereaved family tonight.
Yes, Lord,
oh, God,
please,
comfort
Jesus.
And console them. Be close to those families. Oh, Lord Jesus, your angels remain with them. Keep them, oh, God, in the comfort of your love. We
yes,
know you're
Lord.
Able, Lord.
You're
Jesus.
Able.
Have mercy tonight, Lord. Oh, God, take them through this difficult
yes, Lord.
Time. Lord, we pray right now, God, that you remember those who are incarcerated. Stop by, Lord Jesus,
yes,
and
Lord.
Visit them, Lord. Let
please,
them know
Jesus.
That you're the true and the living God, and no matter where they are, you have the power and you can reach them, Lord.
Yes.
You're able to save them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember those who are without food or shelter. Oh, God, those who have lost their employment, Lord Jesus, struggling, oh, God, even those who are on the brink of losing their shelter. Have
yes,
mercy
Lord.
Tonight. Jesus.
Have mercy,
give them
Jesus.
A breakthrough, oh, God, and provide for them the things that they stand in need of in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Lord God, save souls everywhere, all around the world. And we pray, God, for our leaders. We are asking you, Lord, to remember them tonight, to give them visions and revelations, Lord, to bless them abundantly. Teach them, oh, God, how to lead your people. Lord God, intervene in their lives. And
yes,
work
Lord.
Things out. God, bless in the congregations
bless,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Even the leaders of this world, Lord God. Oh, Lord Jesus, you're the only one who can show them the way. We're praying,
yes.
God, that you will intervene and that you will touch their minds and their hearts and show them what to do, how
yes,
to
Lord.
Be a blessing to the people in the name of Jesus.
Praise
Lord,
the
we
Lord.
Know you can do all things. We are ever looking unto you. You're the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes,
we're asking you, Lord, to increase our faith.
Yes,
encourage
Lord.
Us, oh
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
We're also praying
thank
for
you,
the
Jesus.
Youth, Lord.
Look upon them right now, God.
Yes,
one by one and name by name. We pray, Lord, that you will strengthen them, encourage them, Lord. Help them, oh God,
yes,
to seek after your faith. Help them, Lord Jesus, to surrender their lives unto you.
Thank you,
Lord, take control of their lives and have your way. Use them for your service. Preserve their lives, oh God, and their souls. Don't let the enemy steal their mind. Don't let the enemy corrupt their minds, Lord Jesus, but protect them from corruption. In the name of
Jesus,
Lord, we know you're able to do it right now, God. Have your eternal way and let your holy will be done. We praise you, oh God, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for a touch. We thank you, oh God, for the moving of, for the outpouring of your spirit. Lord, we thank you for
thank
healing.
You, Jesus.
We thank you for
thank
restoration.
You, Jesus.
We thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayer and for stopping by to see about it. We thank you, Lord Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
for everything you've done, for what you're doing even now. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord. Oh, my God,
yes,
Lord, I thank you. I'm not worthy, Lord, but I thank you. Thank you for your mercy,
yes,
Jesus. Thank you for strength, oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God,
oh,
have God. Your way. Let your will be done, oh, Lord. Continue to bless us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to give you thanks and the praise of your name and to lift you
help
up, Lord, for your worthy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus, the Lord, for that beautiful prayer. I tell you, God is good, and he's moving by his spirit. Glory to God. Let's go to the word of God for the opening scripture. It will be taken from the 119th number of Psalm. And we're going to begin with the 161st verse.
Yes,
that's the 119th number of Psalm, verse 161. Cuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul has kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgment help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandment. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the reading of the 119th number of Psalm. verses 161 through 176. May God ever add a blessing to the reading of his word. And now we will hear from Evangelist Khadija Hameen. She will give us the announcement and a song.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681#. And you may also listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSPCG. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. And we want to continue to pray for India West, Ventria Blackshirt, Jada McBride, and the pastor from Camden, Miss Carol, Tanasia Clark, Jermaine Donaldson, Bill Bradley, Michelle Kellum, Stacy Kellum and the entire Kellum family, Tyrone Edmond, Henry and Mary Edmond, Titus Edmond Sr., Sister Cheryl Edmond, Sarita Logan, Francis Canones, Cynthia Taylor, Jamail Yuri, and Evangelist Reedy. And we also want to remember Sister Sarah Corden in the ministry, the PTL Precious Mothers and Sisters. They are hosting the Apostle Clark Prayer Line every Monday. This year, 2021, the time is 12 o'clock p.m. To 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dial-in number is 1-929-205-6099. The ID number is 595-902-6311. When it asks for your passcode, you can enter 534-4200, or you may be able to press the pound sign to bypass it. And those are the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to sing this song, Jesus. We're depending on you, Jesus. We're depending on you, Jesus. We're depending on you, we're depending on you to see us through. When we came to the water and who could do, there was no one but see our way through. You parted the water and we walk right on through. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Lord, we're depending on you to see us through. When we came to the fire, and you know that it's true, the devil's a liar, there ain't much he can do. Now he tried to stop us, but we know you'll see us through. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you. Just clap your hands, everybody. Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Lord, we're depending on you to see us through. When we came to the fire, and you know that it's true, the devil's a liar, there ain't much he can do. Now he tries to stop us, but we know you'll see us through. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you.
Just clap your hands, everybody. Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Lord, we're depending on you. We're depending on you. We're depending on you to see us through. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and turn this portion of the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly thank God for being on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time. Thank God for each of you for tuning in. Praise the Lord. Just thank God because God is blessing us. And as the song says, Jesus, we're depending on you.
Amen.
We can't depend on ourselves or anyone else. Surely we can depend on the Lord. He will always see us through. He'll be there for us. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for the opening scripture that was read. And, you know, just thinking of being in awe of the Word of God to the point where it doesn't even matter that princes have persecuted you, going through different things. People in different positions, sometimes they can kind of put you down or discourage you. Having that Word of God to look to know that you can depend on God no matter what.
Amen.
Regardless of the situation, He will be there. He will let the world know that He is with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage everyone to put your trust in the Lord and know that you can depend on Him.
Amen.
Through sickness, pain, through turmoil, through difficulty, whatever the situation is, you can always depend on the Lord. Glory.
Amen.
When you run into, say, a brick wall, so to speak, or where there's no way that you can see out of the situation, God will come through and He will make a way even if there is no way. He has
Amen.
The power to speak the way into existence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where there is no door, He can create a door. Where there's no window, He can create a window. Glory
Amen.
To God. To make a way of escape for you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
You know that you can depend on Him. Hallelujah. Even if there's
Thank
a
you,
fire
Jesus.
Before you, He'll come and He'll put out the fire. Oh,
yes,
yes,
He
will. Or He'll allow you to go through the fire.
Yes.
He said, He's got the flame. That kind
yes,
of God. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. My soul is stirred, and I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, and I know I can depend on Him. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. And I want to encourage everyone, if you're not depending on the Lord, you're running a high risk of having all kinds of problems. But I want to encourage you tonight to depend completely on the Lord.
Amen.
We can depend on Him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And tonight we want to ask you to get your minds ready, get your hearts ready to hear the Word of God. Because God, He speaks to us. He's sending His Word.
Yes.
And tonight He has something special for every one of us.
Yes,
so let us listen very carefully to hear from the Lord. Praise be to God. You know, this is the most important part that we can hear is the Word of God.
Amen.
Be reminded of the opening scripture that was read, how the psalmist says, but my heart standeth in awe of thy
yes.
word.
Amen.
The Lord's word is quick and powerful.
Yes.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
The Word of God can pierce through. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Down to the marrow of the bone, piercing
Amen.
The soul and spirit of heart. The word is just that powerful.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it is.
Stand in awe of the Word of God. Oh,
Amen.
You, that makes everything else minimized. The test, the trials, the troubles, and all that is minimized when it comes to the Word of God. There's
Amen.
No comparison to it. So that Word of God is food for the soul. So I want to encourage you and urge you to just take it in. Take it in. If you have to get a pen and pad and jot down some things to remember. We don't remember everything that is said, but if you write down a few things, you can always
yes.
go back and reflect on that.
Amen.
And at that moment, when you go back over those little notes that you wrote down, it's amazing what God will do. He will begin
yes.
to reveal even more to you, and he
yes,
will start to deal with you concerning his word.
Yes,
praise
he will.
Lord. So get your notebook and your ink pen and everything else ready if you're going to record it on your phone or however, but take some notes on this word when that
yes.
word comes. Because somewhere next week or this week or at some point in the future, that same word that you heard today, this night, it will be a blessing to you. The Lord will even bring it back to the forefront.
Yes,
at
he
the
will.
Time when you need it most. Oh, glory to God. So let's get ready to hear the word of God. Let's put our minds on the Lord. Let's turn our hearts toward God and open our hearts to receive this word. Praise be to God. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of the speaker for the night, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, then.
Praise. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that introduction. Thank God for those beautiful exhortations. I tell you, mm-hmm. take heed. If you listen, you can receive a blessing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you will send your word, send thine anointing, have thine own way, and let thy will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to turn to the word of God in the book of Revelation, the 20th verse of Revelation. And verse 20, if you don't have your Bibles, you can, I'll give you a couple of seconds to get your Bible so you can read along Amen. With me and follow the word of God. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy
yes,
of all
he
praise.
Is.
I tell you, his name is Jesus, and there is power. In the name of Jesus, glory to
Amen.
God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
We'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Praise the Lord. That's Revelation 3 and 20. And the word of God reads, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Praise the Lord. Tonight is one word, salvation. And my theme is the door to salvation is open. The door to salvation is open. Glory to God. You may say, well, what do you mean, salvation? Salvation is complete and free deliverance. From sin.
Go ahead.
And that's what God wants to do. He wants to deliver somebody completely from their sins. Oh, I know you might have been going to church for years. Glory to God. But have not received that gift of the Holy Ghost. have not really received true salvation. And the Bible is telling us, behold, and these are the words of Jesus speaking to the churches. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. A door is a passageway. And Jesus said, I am the door to the sheepfold. Glory to God. If any man come up any other way, he's the same as a thief and a robber. Glory to God. But Jesus is the passageway. He said, I am the way. And he asked the disciples, he said, and ye know the way. Glory to God. He said, have I been so long time with you and you don't know the way? Glory to God. Jesus began to speak to them. He said he was getting ready to go away to prepare a place for them that where he was, they could be there also. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he said, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Because if you've seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. Glory to God. Right. Because Jesus, the Word of God said, in the beginning was the Word of God. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. And the Word dwelt among us. Glory to God. God made the way that you could receive true salvation. This salvation came through Jesus, came and gave his life for a sinner and a wretch like you and me and like the whole world. We all was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Glory to God, we can't say that we have no sin. If we say we have no sin, we do lie and do not the truth, because all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's the reason that Jesus came into the world. He came into the world to die for you and for me and for the whole wide world. He came that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. The Lord made the way that we could have true salvation. And this salvation cometh direct from the Lord, from Jesus Christ. Now he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Jesus is standing at the door of your heart. He's knocking at the door of your heart. And you need to open up and let Jesus come into your life. Let Jesus be the way for you. Glory to God. You can seek the Lord for your salvation. You may say, well, how do I go about receiving salvation? First of all, the Bible tells us in Acts 3:19, said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Glory to God, you must seek the Lord. You must repent of your sins transgressions that you committed against God. And when you begin to be sorrowful that you sinned against God, the Lord is touching your heart. Glory to God. That hard heart that you might have had, the Lord will break it up. He will that heart up, and you will cry out unto the Lord. You will repent of your sins and be sorry that you sinned against God. And the Bible tells us that in 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 9 and 10, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation,
yes,
not to be repented,
yes,
of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Glory to God. You got to break that heart up, and seek the Lord. Mm-hmm. Be godly sorrowful for the sins that you committed, for the transgressions that you committed against God. That heart. Glory to God. And you have a broken and a contrite spirit. The Lord said he would in no wise despise. Glory to God. When you break that heart up so much so that you begin to cry and let the Lord know that you're tired and that you are sorry that you committed sin against God, and that you did that which was contrary to the word of God. Glory to God, the Lord, he will stop by and he'll touch your soul. Glory,
yes,
to God.
Will.
And when you feel the touch of the Lord, when he break up that heart, and when you begin to cry unto the Lord, so much so that the tears stream down your face, I tell you, I believe God will come to believe he'll stop by. Hallelujah. When you open up that heart and let Jesus in, glory to God, he'll begin to come in and he'll begin to sup with you. Hallelujah. And Jesus will be related unto you, because you will then have a relationship with God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness that God will do it. He will come in when you break up your heart, when you give up the world and let the Lord know that you are sorry, that you sinned against him, and that you're tired of living that old wretched life, and that you want to make a change, hallelujah, means something is away, but you have made
right.
A change. You changed direction from the way you were going. Glory to God, you were going in the sinful way, but you have now changed, and you're trying to go God's way. I tell you, God will come in, and he'll bless your soul. He will pour out his spirit upon you. The Bible,
yes,
says in Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Preach.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and ye shall see visions. Glory to God. And he said, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, spirit. Glory to God. He'll pour out his spirit upon you. You'll feel a change, and you'll know there's a difference in your life. You won't want to do the things of the world anymore. You won't want to sin anymore. You don't want to smoke the cigarettes anymore. You don't want to take drugs anymore. You don't want to lie, and you don't want to say curse words. Glory to God. You don't want to do anything that is contrary to the will of God, but you want to do what's right and what is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. I'm telling you, God will. That door to salvation is open right now. If you will receive the word of God and break up the stony heart, the Lord said in his word, if he fall on you, he will grind you to powder. Mm-hmm. But if you fall on him, hallelujah, he'll break you up. He'll break up that stony heart. If you fall on the mercy of God and call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord will make a great change in your life. He'll fix it for you. But you got to come in through that passageway that Jesus made for you. He made for you, and he made for me, and he made for the whole wide world. Anybody, hallelujah, doesn't matter who you are. You can come to Jesus, no matter what your skin color is. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is. It doesn't matter what language you speak. You can come to Jesus. It doesn't matter what country you are from. You can come to Jesus. He died for the whole wide world. He's the way out. Glory to God. There is no other way out. No, none other than the way that God made. Glory to God. Jesus. I said Jesus. He is the way. There is no other way. We must come in at the door. The thief cometh not for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, you might have it more abundantly. Glory to God. He said in his word, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Glory to God. He didn't say might, but he said shall be. They shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He said the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd. Hallelujah. He said, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Glory to God, Jesus. He gave his life for the sheep. The Bible said, all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. Hallelujah. But Jesus died. He died for us. Glory to God. We must come in through the passageway that the Lord had made for us. Salvation is the way. It's complete and free deliverance from sin. The door to salvation is open right now. Give your life to Jesus, and he can work it out. The scripture that was read on the night, the Bible said, I have longed for thy salvation. You got to long for salvation. salvation. The Lord, he has it for you, but you got to long for it. Glory to God. Isaiah 12:2, the word of God said, the Lord has become my salvation. Hallelujah. He has become my salvation, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it tonight. I thank God for salvation, a great salvation, which I didn't deserve. But God, in his mercy and love for the people, sent his only begotten son, that his son might give his life for you and I. We have life in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, is my then that fear him. If you fear God, his salvation is nigh unto you. It's close to you. Glory to God. The psalmist said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. He's the strength of my life. Glory to God. We can take salvation and we can live. We can live through Christ Jesus. He is our life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Without Christ, our life is as a vapor which appears for a short time, then vanishes away. If you ever put on a pot of boiling water, hallelujah, when the water starts boiling, you see the vapor, the smoke coming up. But after a while, it's gone. That's the way our life is. It's as a vapor that appears for a short time, and then it vanishes away. I tell you, we don't have time to fool around. We don't have time to play. Hallelujah. We don't have time to wait for another day. We don't have time to wait till next week, next month, next year. Hallelujah. Time is running out. Today is the day of salvation. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation. Glory to God. Back in the Bible time, glory to God.
Preach, Mother.
They provoked God. They didn't hear the word of God, and they fell. So many of them fell dead in one day. Glory to God. That's why it's important to hear the word of God. Don't reject the word of God. The stone that you rejected is become the head of the corner. Glory to God. He's the head. He's the chief cornerstone. We can't reject him, but we must accept him. Glory to God. Don't let Satan change your mind. Don't let Satan distract you and tell you you don't have to be saved. Glory to God, we all must be saved. We all shall stand before the Lord God Almighty. And one day, we're going to have to stand before him and tell him the deeds done in our bodies, whether they be good or whether they be evil. Glory to God. The day is coming that all they that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and some shall come forth to everlasting life, and some is going to come forth in everlasting damnation. And I don't want that to be me. I want to be free and saved in that day when the Lord shall call. Glory to God. I want to endure. I want to endure my test and trials because I want to be saved in that day. But I tell you, you got to seek the Lord. Repent of your sins. Ask the Lord to sanctify. quiet. Set yourself apart. Sanctification required to cleanse, to make clean, to set apart. It is a separation from the secular and sinful setting. Glory to God. Set yourself apart for a glory to God. You got to clean yourself up. Smoking a cigarette, that won't do. Glory to God. You got to give them up. You got to let it go. Let God make you brand new. Puffing and smoking, the drugs, the marijuana. Glory to God. You got to let it go. Give up the world. Give up the drug. Give up the drinking. Give up the cursing. Give up the lying.
Yeah.
Give up the cheating. Glory to God. And let Jesus come into your life. The Bible says in Leviticus 20:7, sanctify yourselves therefore and be ye holy, for I am holy. Glory to God. He said, for I am the Lord, your God. Sanctify yourselves therefore, be ye holy. He said, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. He told us to be holy, which means perfectly pure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't tell us to be anything other than holy. Somebody may say, well, I'm this and I'm that. But he said, be holy. Glory to God. That means clean and set apart for God's divine use. The Bible said in 1 Peter 1:15-16, said, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And he wants holy children, holy people. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in St. Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, and with fire. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible is right. Somebody is wrong. Glory to God. I believe in preaching the Bible. I don't believe in preaching what somebody else said or what somebody told me. But the word of God is right. Hallelujah. What I believe in preaching, the word of God, the word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing among the marrow and the bone. It is a discerner of the intents and thoughts of the mind. Hallelujah. That word of God is what does the job. That's what did it for you and I. Hallelujah. Was the word. The word. There's power in the word of God. Glory to God. If we accept it and we abide by it, everything will be all right. We can make it if we accept God's word. We must hear the word of God. We got to hear the word. Without it, you can't be saved. But the Comforter, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. Glory to God. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send. Glory to God. He sent the Comforter. You can receive him if you just believe him, receive him, and give up your ways. Turn from your worldly ways. Songwriter sang a song, said, leaving all to follow Jesus, turning from the worldly ways. Glory to God. If you turn from your worldly ways, the Lord will take over. He'll touch your soul and your mortal body. Something will begin to take place on the inside. A change will begin to take place in you. That's
yes,
why the scripture said he will come in. If you open up the door, open up and let Jesus in. Hallelujah. He will come in and he'll suck with you. And you'll know that I have a relationship with the Lord God Almighty. Something has happened unto me that I cannot explain, but I know that something has happened. A change has taken place. Glory to God. Your mind will be changed. Your heart will be changed. He'll take out the stony heart and he'll put in a heart of flesh. Glory to Jesus. Let Jesus come into your heart. Receive this great salvation that the Lord has left here for you and I. Thank you, Jesus. The scripture says, Psalm, the 9th chapter and the 14th verse, I will rejoice in thy salvation. Glory to God. The Lord, he wrought salvation in Israel. He wrought salvation for the people of God. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Thank you, Jesus. He brought salvation when he delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt and made the way for them to be able to praise and worship their God. The Lord is good. He's a stronghold, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you believe this word today, let your heart reach out to God and let Jesus let him fix it for you. He wants to do a great work in you. He wants to fix that situation for you. He wants to make it better for you. But you got to reach out and receive him. Receive his word. Break up that fallow ground. Call unto the Lord, and he will answer. Call on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just repenting your heart right now. If you're listening to this broadcast, let your heart be humble and receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Let Jesus come in right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart. All you have to do is let him come in. And Jesus will make a change in your life. You will then be converted. And if you go a little further, glory to God, he can sanctify you and make you holy. And then he will pour his spirit out. You will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You can press your way, press over self, and give yourself to the Lord. Let Jesus come in today. Receive his great salvation. Don't let it go to waste. sorry, Lord. I'm sorry for the sins that I committed against you. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And he will have mercy on you. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you of your sins and blot out of your transgressions to be remembered no more. He'll blot them out and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. What God does for one, he can do it for another. He can do it for you today. Let Jesus do it for you today. Somebody out there that want to make a change, we're going to pray right now because we know that prayer is the answer. Prayer will get the job. Hallelujah. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus, thanking you for your word. Thanking you, Lord, for every listener. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon the souls of men. Look on them right now. Touch their heart. Touch their mind. Change their heart, oh, Lord. Convert their soul. Help them to repent of their sins. Help them, Lord, to give their life to you. We pray, Lord, that you will sanctify them, that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, clean them up, Lord. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. Help them, Jesus, to give up the world, to deny themselves, and pick up their cross and follow you. Help them to run for their life. Oh, God, help them to call upon you. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Save, Jesus. Save today, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Forgive sins. Blot out of transgressions. Help them right now, Lord. Help them to give it to you. Help them to open up that door and give their life, give their all to you. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Bless right now. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord. Move in a mighty way by your spirit. Take full control. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let your will be done. Jesus, Jesus, if you believe God, glory to God, if you believe him right now and accept him as your personal Savior, glory to God, you can be free. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God. Somebody need to give their life to the Lord before it's too late. Don't let it be said too late to enter in to that golden gate. We don't know how long we have down here, and time is running out. We are living in crucial times. We're living in times, terrible, dangerous times. Like the Bible says, it's time to run for your life. Give your life to Jesus before it's too late. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the prayer. Prayer is always in order. We hope that somebody has been blessed and their soul has been blessed. Touched. We know that God can do all things. He can do everything. Everything we need him to do, he can do it. Thank the Lord. We will now hear from Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful, anointed message and the prayer. I can't really say anything else. Praise the Lord. The word of God has spoken for you.
Amen.
And I want to encourage you to take this word in and please apply it to your life today and live by it. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Nadel. Talking about salvation and the door, and saying the door to salvation is open. And like Evangelist Hameen said, got nothing to say. She laid it out plain. Evangelist Nadel, you keep on preaching the word of God. She preached under the anointing and the power of God. I truly enjoyed it. I started repenting myself. Beautiful message.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank the Lord for those remarks. Now, I can say the truth that really this word has reached my heart, and I thank God for it. Praise God. Evangelist May, keep preaching the word of God. Keep letting God have his way in your life. Now, this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the remarks and for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. And at this time, we're going to get ready to close out. Thank God for his word. Thank God for Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija for your support. Thank God also for Evangelist Cynthia. And I'm also praying for her. I'm also praying for Cedric and Makia Henderson. And I want to acknowledge that the Lord blessed one of the persons on the prayer list, Jamel Erie. The Lord blessed, and I received a praise report that he is able to see, and he's getting around. He's doing good. Glory to God. God is a healer.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God can work a miracle in your life.
Yes,
glory to God. Somebody said that they're about to be amputated. God,
Glory
to God. He's able to turn things around. He's able to fix it. Thank you, Jesus. So we are praying for Brother Cedric, and we are praying for that soul. Glory to God that has been missing. Mm-hmm. We know God can work a miracle. He can send them back home. And for Bill Bradley, we know that God can heal the cancer. Hallelujah. He can do it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We want to remember those souls that are on the prayer list. I can't name them all, but every one of them, we pray that the Lord will have mercy and deliver them, because he can do it. But I was told that brother was walking around, getting around, going out. He could see everything. The Lord
glory to God.
So I tell you, God is good. And I want to thank God, too, for all those, glory to God, who made a sacrifice this ministry. May God ever bless you and keep you, mm-hmm. and may he restore back unto you 3 and 4-fold. Glory to God. He can do it. We thank God for every one of you, and we want to keep on praying. We will. We plan to be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And also want to say to you, those of you who are expecting your Bibles, they are on their way. You should receive them by tomorrow or either Tuesday, if it's the Lord's will. And we have more Bibles. If you'd like to receive one, all you have to do is immediately after this broadcast, call in at 856-304. Send it to me.
Nothing further, then.
Okay. Thank you, Khadija.
Not at this time. Amen.
Okay. That's it. Then this brings this broadcast to a close. God bless you till Tuesday night.
That's bad.